Our top story for this half hour: in Afghanistan, the Taliban militants have targeted NATO fuel trucks near the border with Pakistan. Officials say 37 trucks were destroyed in explosions set off during a gun battle in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. They say two of the attackers were killed by police while one blew himself up. Taliban militants frequently attack trucks carrying fuel and supplies to the U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. The U.S. and its allies invaded Afghanistan in 2001 as part of the so-called War on Terror. The offensive removed the Taliban from power, but the country is still gripped by insecurity. To tell us more about what took place in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province, we're now joined by our Kabul correspondent, Faiz Khurshid, with the latest. Faiz, what do you have for us?
Bandia, it's a compound where all NATO supply trucks stop for a few hours before they go to NATO military headquarters across Afghanistan. And this compound has been attacked by a group of Taliban militants earlier in the morning. We have been told by Afghan officials that five militants were involved in this attack, and they had explosives and machine guns, and heavy gun firing erupted between the militants and Afghan security forces there. Now, we see that this attack caused a great deal of damage to NATO supply trucks. We have been told by Afghan officials that over 30 trucks supplying NATO military equipment have been completely destroyed. It's a huge blow now to NATO forces here in Afghanistan. And Taliban has quickly claimed responsibility for this attack, saying that they put on fire all NATO trucks in eastern Afghanistan. And these trucks were carrying Humvees, weapons, and also food to NATO forces here in Afghanistan. They came from Pakistan. They were in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan when they were attacked by the Taliban militants. And it's believed to be part of the Taliban spring offensive against NATO forces in this war-torn country.
And Faiz, can you tell us about, first of all, the severity of these attacks over the past 12 to 13 years? And how is it that after all these years of occupation and the large number of U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan, they haven't been able to quell and stop these attacks?
Well, it's a deadly tactic adopted by the Taliban militants against NATO forces in this country. Taliban know how much these trucks are important to NATO forces here in Afghanistan, and they usually continue to attack NATO supply trucks there in Pakistan and also when they cross the border and here in Afghanistan. And these attacks have put foreign troops in a very difficult situation. It has been admitted by NATO headquarters and U.S. military men here in Afghanistan, especially inside their NATO headquarters here in Kabul. They have repeatedly raised their concerns about growing Taliban attacks on their supply trucks in this region. But we understand that eastern Afghanistan is a very dangerous place. The Haqqani group and the Taliban reign supreme there, and it remains to be seen whether the Afghan government, along with NATO forces, would be able to prevent more such attacks on NATO supply trucks in that part of this country.
Thank you very much, Faiz. Press TV's Faiz Khurshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.